K-State Nation, this is Eddie Greer, host of the Pearl Project Podcast. All things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas, coming to you on this Tuesday late afternoon before I hit the track, folks. Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports, whether that is men's, women's basketball, football, K-State baseball, get to that in just a minute, men's, women's golf, and so much more. It's the first time I'm listening to this podcast. In general, thank you so much for tuning in. Check us out. Like what you're hearing, I would suggest you to hit that subscribe button because we post content, K-State content, daily. Yes, I mean daily, every day, and that includes Saturday and Sunday. All things K-State sports, make sure you go ahead and hit the subscribe button and hit the alarm bell. Every time we upload an episode, you guys will be first to be notified of that. And Podbean will be active this week on the back end of this week, later on this week. Myself, Alex Aiden, Greer 3, Eddie's Podcast is a channel, G-R-I-E-R, the number 3, E-D-I-D, apostrophe S, podcast, bonus content of K-State Sports. They're over there. Baseball, I didn't mention that. Yes, I did. And another recognition for Big Maximus. Yes, I gotta come up with a nickname. He already has a name. But Maximus, I cannot get over how awesome that sound, that name sound. That's a perfect name, really, for an outfielder. But Maximus Martin, he is a shortstop at K-State, and he picks up another weekly award. And I recorded something about him a couple weeks ago, and I did not post it. So I'm going to tell it now. He was the Big 12 Player of the Week last week. And this week, he was selected at the Golden Spikes as the Golden Spikes Award Player of the Week by USA Today, or USA Baseball, excuse me, yesterday, as the short, he becomes the first player, or shortstop, or player, or K-State player, really, to be garnered this weekly award. We never even heard about this award before until Maximus Martin did it. And he was, and yet, Maximus Martin came into the first homestand. Of course, K-State destroyed William Mary in the first homestand of the year for K-State baseball. And then remember, I totally left this off the board. K-State's actually, the baseball team is actually about to play Creighton here, so I almost left that out to be this. So thankfully I have a memory that can come up with stuff really quick. I better cherish that now. But all funniness aside, Maximus Martin, second consecutive week getting a weekly award there. And, yeah, he was actually the cold newcomer. Well, hang on a second. Yeah, he was the Big 12 cold newcomer of the week. So he was that. And then began Big 12 weekly honors there as well. And he also joined, and he's also in company there, joining Drew Mount and right-handed pitcher Nate Grepp. Drew Mount, 2018. Nate Grepp, 2015 there as well. Right now, has the second best slugging percentage on the team, 1.1043. Third best batting average, 524. Crazy. They destroy William Mary. 20-6 in the series finale. One of the score, that was the final score of the series, 17-6. After the first game was very competitive, K-State left no doubt in games 2 and 3. This is Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. And K-State will look to keep that momentum flowing on the road against Creighton. And I have to remind people, Creighton was supposed to be the first home game last week, but Mother Nature decided, no, you ain't playing with all the crazy weather that happened. So I don't know if that game's going to get made up. I'm sure it will, because it's supposed to be a home-and-home. So K-State is on the road tonight, taking on Creighton, and looking to keep that offensive flow moving along. Maximus Martin off to a terrific start here. 5 home runs, 12 driven in. In the series sweep, he leads the Big 12 currently in OPS at 1.735. He became the first player since 2018 to drive in 8 runs in a single game. And a first multi-homer game of the season for K-State as well. First inning grand slam. And then game 2 put up a 3-run bomb. This guy, Maxis Morin, he's definitely living up to the name for sure. But, and damn, this guy can hit. In play shortstop, K-State's got to hit a home run on this one. That is for sure. And now they'll look to put it on Creighton. But I think it's going to be more of a challenge. But I think K-State, if we've known now for the first handful of games now, first 14 games of the season, 14, 15 games of the season, they can play with anybody in the country. That's it. They shown us. We kind of threw them off the bus after that 1-5 started. Like, let's hold up. We got to learn not to judge a cover by its horn too quickly here. But Pete Hughes, once again in his 7th year, leading this team, the manager slash head coach of this K-State baseball team right now, have a lot of momentum going right now. And I'm anxious to see how they fare against Creighton on the road tonight there as well. And Maxis Morin, another note here that I did not put down, homered again in the season finale, in the home series finale. Well, not home series finale, against William Mary in the 3rd and final game of that set as well. So 4 straight games, looking for a fifth tonight. So crazy stuff there. Creighton 7-4 taking on 9-5 K-State. So we'll have a postcast of that. That might have to wait till tomorrow morning when I sit down and record that. Obviously, it's going to be a busy day for both podcasts that I have here. Obviously, with the K-State one and then EG3. Game week EG3 over there. Pump. I am very pumped up about next Monday. So that's the focus on there, and along with other stuff talk about there as well. K-State, Creighton, we'll have a recap of that. I'll record that tomorrow. And then obviously the postcast of whether K-State advances to play Baylor or not in the Big 12 tournament. So there's that as well. But Maxis Morin, another weekly award, this time by the Golden Spikes Company there, as he's awarded the Golden Spikes Award Player of the Week honors from an explosive explosive week for the K-State baseball offense. Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. You can get it where a podcast is found free and available daily. We're going to have a chance to record K-State content again. Pearl Project Podcast, iTunes, Spotify, Amazon, Google, wherever you listen to your favorite K-State podcast. Alex Aiden, State of California, Eddie Greer coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. This has been another episode of the Purple Project Podcast. Maxis Morin, K-State, playing Creighton here later on tonight. Go Cats!